This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. As the presidential campaign nears its final stretch, women are shaping up to be one of the most sought-after groups of swing voters. Traditionally, women tend to vote Democratic, but in recent weeks, a significant number of women appear to be moving from Democratic nominee John Kerry to President Bush. And both candidates are in a scramble to win over women. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
It's no surprise that women voters would be the object of candidates' desires. There are more of them than men, and they're more likely to actually vote. But the courtship of women voters has become a lot more aggressive in the past few weeks, since polls started to suggest that many women who usually dance with the Democrats now favor President Bush.
I could feel it change just talking to ordinary people I work out with at the gym. I could just feel a change.
Donna Sitek, a conservative Republican, is the former Speaker of the House in New Hampshire, still considered a swing state. Sitek says she's been watching many so-called soccer moms reemerging this fall as security moms. She says their traditional women's issues of education, health care, and jobs are now taking a back seat to concerns about keeping the nation safe from terrorists.
It doesn't matter if you have health care if you aren't going to be safe in your home. Minimum wage doesn't matter if you don't have a job to go to because, you know, terrorists have blown up your building.
Polls suggest more women worry about security than men. TV images of the Russian schoolchildren held hostage this month only intensified women's worst fears. And strategists with both parties agree that's helping President Bush, since more voters believe he would better protect the nation from terrorists. It's exactly why Terry Plaistert, a registered independent in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, says she's voting for the president.
Every day I worry about security. I have young grandchildren. I have family all over this country. Who's safe?
It's the kind of comments that make the Kerry camp nervous. Because Republicans tend to do better with male voters, Democrats need to maintain a significant lead with women. If Kerry just breaks even, he loses. As one aide put it, we're not in a panic, but we're not pretending it's not there. Indeed, in recent weeks, Kerry's started coming on a lot stronger, trying to impress and reassure the so-called security moms.
As president, I will make it my sacred duty to be able to say to every single mother and father in this country, I am doing everything in my power to keep your children and our country safe.
Kerry's ad buys and his appearances on daytime TV also reflect his new strategy. Last week, he sat down to chat with Regis and Kelly, and both he and President Bush have made time to talk about their feelings with Dr. Phil. Indeed, President Bush's line that W stands for women is getting little rest lately, and like Kerry, the president's efforts to show empathy for women voters can be as suave as they are subtle, like in this recent TV ad.
I can't imagine the great agony of a mom or a dad having to make the decision about which child to pick up first on September the 11th.
But the issue of the war on terror is a tricky one and can cut both ways, especially among women who distinguish between the war on terror and the war in Iraq, and among women who worry not only about keeping their children safe at home, but also about their children or husbands or sisters fighting in Iraq.
Hola. En la clase, por favor. En la clase.
At the public high school in Salem, New Hampshire, Spanish teacher Karen Cox ushers students into her classroom, directly across the hall from fellow Spanish teacher Linda Coffle. Both these women are in their 30s with two young kids and military husbands who've been away for more than a year. But they come out totally differently on the candidates. Coffle says she credits President Bush for making her feel safer with what she calls his bold action in Iraq.
I believe that we should be over there fighting the terrorists rather than having them come here. You know, it's just better to deal with them on that side of the world than to have them over here.
But as Cox sees it, the war in Iraq is hurting more than helping in the war on terror, and she says President Bush has made her feel more vulnerable than ever.
I don't feel as safe now at all. I feel that we've aggravated too many global enemies. I feel much less safe now.
Cox says her insecurity only grows every time she hears from her husband still in Iraq.
He was telling me last night he was 5 feet from somebody who got shot, and it's not worth his life. There are causes that are worth people's lives. This is not one of them.
Right after September 11th, the issue of security became a top priority for women voters, but in the last several years, as concerns subsided somewhat, traditional women's issues like education and the economy regained importance. Now security concerns are tops again, but it's still too soon to tell whether this latest spike is just that, a momentary bump because of current events, or a longer-lasting shift in women's concerns. Tovia Smith, NPR News.